This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, we talk about the physician shortage and how I think it's predicted that we're going to be 139,000 doctors short by 2033. And that number could actually change as now we're opening the borders more. We're taking in new evacuees and people from other countries. So we are going to have a pretty big physician shortage. But the good news, and I don't know if you heard all the screaming, is we just got another 180 doctors set in stone that are going to graduate soon, have matched into residencies. Today's match day. Match day is huge. You guys will hear screams. You'll hear honks. People are like, okay, what the heck is going on? You know, it's not the Final Four yet. It's not, it has nothing to do with sports, although actually medicine is a blood sport. These are students that went through their high school, they went through their college, they went through medical school, and finally got told where they're going to be able to train even further through a residency. Our surgeons, primary care, psychiatry, OB, GY, neurology. It was fantastic. So I got to see a bunch of the previous little baby doctors at Touro University. They had their match day, and it was fantastic seeing them, you know, achieve their dreams and now be able to make a paycheck. That's kind of nice, too. But, you know, it's very frustrating to me, the whole process. And I, not only because I went through it as a medical student and as a doctor, but seeing it from an educator standpoint, seeing it as a colleague standpoint, I don't know what the answer is. They got to do something different. You know, one of my friends had just been to Africa and had done some medical work there. And he said, there, when you go to medical school, it's 6 years. It's just 6 years. But you decide after high school what you want to do. Do you want to be a surgeon? Do you want to be a pediatric cardiologist? Do you want to be primary care? And then you train those whole 6 years in that. See, what we do is differently. You go to high school for 4 years, right? You graduate high school, then you go to college. Go to college for 4 years, and then you get into medical school. And getting into medical school is very rough, right? You get into medical school, and then you're expected to decide what you want to do within a couple years. But you get the basics. You get your biochem. You get your anatomy. Well, that doesn't help you. I mean, it helps you in medicine. You get the pharmacology, you get all that, but you're like, well, I don't know what I want to do. Then by third year, you start to do a couple rotations, you start to get into clinicals, and then most schools are like, all right, you know, we got to start getting your applications ready. And you didn't really have a chance to taste surgery, taste OB, taste. And the other problem I have with that is if you rotate with somebody burned out like I did, I mean, most of the people I worked with, they were burnt out. They were like, don't choose this one. Don't choose this. Don't choose. And it's like, well, that didn't help much. And I just wonder if we're just doing it wrong. Then by fourth year, so by early fourth year, you've already applied. So here you have all your electives. You're still doing your training, but you've already committed to a specialty before you even finished your training. And I mean, I'm sure in Africa, same thing, but you didn't really get that much clarity. And then you're applying and you're working to get into a residency. Well, how are you concentrating on your studies? I mean, for me, I was trying to fit in everything. I was trying to fit in doing my interviews, getting into residency, planning a wedding, getting married because, you know, based on where you go, you know, I figured I better be married. Otherwise, I'm going single. And then you're told where you're going to live and basically what your career is, March, third week of March. And you don't know until today. And you open up an envelope, and your future is in an envelope. Then you open it up and you're like, oh, yay, great. You know, I'm going to Kansas, or I'm going to Nevada, or I'm going here, I'm going here. And then you only have about 2.5 months, maybe 3 months at the most, to get your life organized to move. Shift your family, shift the kids, say goodbye, try to find a place to live, and then you do your training there. And what's really bothersome to me about the whole process is there's 10,000 less spots than what we need. I think last year we had about 40,000 some medical students applying for only 33,000 some spots. There's a 10,000 medical student deficit. So we're training 10,000 medical students a year. That's not going to get into a residency. And if you don't get into a residency, you really don't get board certified. You can't usually practice. So what do those 10,000 do? Well, they do research, and maybe they'll do other, you know, or. Why are we putting all this money and time and having them spend thousands upon thousands of dollars for them not to get a spot? And people are like, well, you know, well, it's because they didn't deserve the spot, or they maybe you know, Darwinian selection. No. You guys have played musical chairs. If there's only 3 chairs and there's 4 of you, you know, yeah, you might be fast. Maybe you could cheat. Maybe you could. There's always somebody, and they're usually a good person, that doesn't get that seat. So I find it very frustrating that 1 in 4 medical students don't get to match. What's wrong with that? We have a doctor shortage. Well, they say, well, we need more residency. We need more residencies. And the whole residency process is a big pain in the butt. You know, you're trying to get, you know, you need to get funding, and then you need to have spots, and you need to get faculty and all that. I just think that there might be a better way. I know there's a better way. And we shouldn't be having people in years and years of training that don't make it to a residency. We have people in years and years of training. They're learning the bookwork. They're learning, you know, all the pathology and the chemistry and the pharmacology, which is important. But why couldn't we have learned that all in undergrad? And then by the time we're in medical school, we are straight in the hospital. Well, I mean, I spent years in medical school relearning what I learned in undergrad. Because I took biochem. I took biology. Maybe those who want medicine do need to start early. If you know that's what you want, and it's come hook or crook, that's what you always wanted, then start that training there. So you get out of medical school earlier, you get into the field, you help people. But we got a problem if we're going to have about 139,000 doctors short in the next decade. 1-877-DOC-DALIA. Congratulations to all the medical students today. Love you guys. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So on Friday, Russia did launch missile strikes near an airport in Lviv. And why this is so crucial is because Lviv is a very strategic city not far from the Polish border to the west. The west of Ukraine has kind of been by definition, a safe haven, but where people have been evacuating to as they go to Poland. And to see Russia be able to start attacking that city as well as airport is concerning, and it could be a big turn in the war. Lviv Mayor Andriy Sadovy said several missiles hit an aircraft repair plant, but the work at the facility was stopped before the strikes, and luckily there were no reports of casualties. According to CNN, Ukraine's armed forces say initial information suggests Russia launched 6 missiles towards Lviv on Friday morning. It says the missiles were most likely air-launched cruise missiles fired from warplanes over the Black Sea. 2 of the 6 were intercepted by air defense systems. Phew, Man, the Armed Forces statement said on Facebook, the attack obviously adds concerns that the Russia's war is spreading further west. So 43 miles from Poland's border is Lviv. So Lviv is basically, according to CNN, at NATO's doorstep. So if attacks were ramped up, and if there was some fallout that did end up seeping over to Poland, then NATO gets involved. Friday's, they say, attack comes after Russia launched a barrage of missiles at the Yavoriv military base located between Lviv and the Polish border. 35 people had died. So Lviv has kind of been, and like I said, I don't want to call it a safe haven because sadly people have been hurt evacuating, but that's where Ukrainians have been going as they are fleeing east and going west. Right now they have over 200,000 internally displaced people in a city of just over 700,000. They said they flooded into Lviv in search of relative safety, with many using it as a stopping point before they could get to Poland. So the larger region also allows the Ukrainian military to get our weapons. So when other countries are trying to supply Ukraine, Lviv has kind of been an area, kind of one of those spots where points of contact. And so that their supply lanes getting choked off or getting cut off, not good. Already Russia has control of the sea, pretty much. And then, of course, to the north is Belarus. So, you know, hopefully, you know, right now Lviv has been kind of the makeshift home for embassies, media organizations. A lot of the Ukraine capital had to kind of regroup in Lviv. And so if Lviv, God forbid, falls, then the Russians can encroach on Kyiv, the Ukrainian capital, and this may not look good. That may not be good at all. We do have some good news. 130 people have been rescued from the rubble in the Mariupol theater. That was a theater that had kids, parents, or moms, and despite warnings and things written in the sand, sadly, it still got bombed. They said as Russian military forces unleash new rounds of strikes in Kyiv and Lviv, hitting residential building, military aircraft repair facility, we do have just a little bit of good news with people being able to get out of that one bomb shelter. They say the strike at the repair facility has injured one person, and they say this was the closest Russian strike to the center of the city, and it was about 4 miles away. At the Kyiv residential building in the Podil neighborhood, one person was killed, 19 injured. You know, but 130 were rescued from the bomb theater in the southeastern city of Mariupol, that's gotten hammered. And more than 1,300 people, however, still remain under the rubble. So, I mean, we hope they're all alive. It's just the theater was used as a bomb shelter. You know, we're hoping they're all alive, but it's now been a couple days, so it's, people are holding their breath. The fighting has right now caused 3.27 million people to flee Ukraine, according to the UN estimates. More than 2 million people have gone to Poland. Death toll remains unknown. Ukraine has said thousands of their civilians have died. You know, so what happens next? Well, I know that Biden, I think we all know that Biden has spoken to China's President Xi on their support of Russia, and they've asked them to not. So I think Joe Biden and China's Xi Jinping spoke for 2 hours today as the White House wanted to deter Beijing from providing Russia support. China's foreign ministry was the first to issue a readout of the video conversation. They did deplore the conflict and confrontation as not in anyone's interest. Now, they didn't necessarily, from what I understand, blame Russia, but they didn't look like they were friendly. So, you know, I don't trust anybody. I think I'm old enough to know that people will say one thing and then they'll do another, as we've seen with Putin. You know, him acting like, oh, no, you know, we're just saving people from the neo-Nazis. And we're, yeah, You're bombing innocent civilians. You're bombing bomb shelters. And I know we have to be very, very careful with what we get from the media, the videos that are coming out. I get that there could be, you know, there could be false news, you know, from all sides. I get it. You know, no country is 100%, you know, free of those sorts of elements where people can kind of twist the truth. But I think we have an overwhelming amount of footage showing very similar, you know, tragedies. And I don't care how Putin is justifying it. You know, this is a war that is not just extending to where the NATO missiles were or to the Russian provinces. This is extending now to places where people are fleeing. And it's as far as I'm concerned, he's a liar. Arnold Schwarzenegger did a Twitter video. Did you guys see this? This was absolutely fantastic. So everybody is pretty aware that Arnold Schwarzenegger, his father was in the Nazi army, not by choice. And let me see if I could. It's on Twitter. That's where I saw it from. And so Arnold Schwarzenegger had a message for his Russian friends. And, you know, he was talking about how he was, always a fan of the Russian people. When he filmed Red Heat, it was the first American movie to be filmed in Russia. And when he was 14 years old, he attended the World Weightlifting Championships in Vienna, and Yuri Petrovich Vlasov had won the title. He was the first human being to lift 200 kilograms over his head. And so a friend of his got him backstage, and he got to meet him. And Yuri, you know, gave him a handshake, but, you know, it was like a manly handshake. But it was, and anyway, Arnold Schwarzenegger talked about how much of a fan he was. And then when he did work in Russia, Arnold Schwarzenegger, got to see him again and work with him again. But, you know, he had talked about how his father was given lies, you know, to when he went in and stormed Leningrad. And, he said, when my father arrived in Leningrad, he was all pumped up on the lies of his government. When he left Leningrad, he was broken physically and mentally. He spent the rest of his life in pain from a broken back, pain from the shrapnel that always reminded him of those terrible years, pain from the guilt that he felt. And he said, Russian soldiers already know much of this truth. You've seen it with your own eyes. I don't want you to be broken like my father. This is not a war to defend Russia like your grandfathers and your great-grandfathers fought. This is an illegal war. So, you know, it was very moving, you know, for him to do this. And, I mean, and he doesn't need the, you know, the relevancy in media. He's already very relevant. I mean, he spoke out about how, you know, his father within the German army, the turned Nazi army, had to do things and were you know, either lied to or then forced. And he doesn't want Russian soldiers to be following that same pattern. Now, you know, I'm under the impression that most of Russia is saying this is ridiculous, you know, let's help stop it. But meanwhile, Vladimir Putin apparently had thousands of Russians at a rally in Moscow, and there were flags and people were cheering him on, and they really think this is something that they were waving the banners with the letter Z on it as a symbol of the invasion, national pride. So I don't think everybody's on the same page, and it kills me to see thousands of people actually support this. 1-877-DELLY.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Democratic lawmakers are still blocking the American public from finding out exactly where and how COVID-19 was originated. Republican senators such as Dr. Rand Paul from Kentucky and Susan Collins from Maine want to know more.
I believe the administration has not been forthcoming with what it has found out in connection with the lab in China. The most likely explanation is an accidental release from this lab, and I think the American people deserve to know that.
Another American has died in Ukraine as a U.S. man was killed while he was waiting in a bread line for food in the northern city of Chernihiv. Jim Hill of Idaho, who had been living in the capital city, Kyiv, went 2 hours north to Chernihiv to seek medical care for his partner who has multiple sclerosis. This is USA Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, told reporters that she advised the Biden administration to ask Congress for more than double what it originally asked for in COVID emergency 19 relief, close to $45 billion. President Joe Biden initially asked Congress for $22 billion in new funding. That number decreased to $15.6 billion due to Republican opposition. Pelosi said, I think they should double what they asked for because even when they were asking for 20-some billion, it was only going to get us to June. President Volodymyr Zelensky and his fellow Ukrainians have now been nominated to receive this year's Nobel Peace Prize. A total of 36 current and former European politicians sent a letter to the Norwegian Nobel Committee and asked that the deadline for the prize be extended so Zelensky can be considered. The group said extending and thereby reopening the nomination procedure for the Nobel Peace Prize until March 31st. Please allow Nobel Peace Prize nominations for President Zelensky and the people of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. A big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it on this beautiful Friday morning, afternoon. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I watch very closely what happens in Great Britain because we seem to follow Great Britain about 6 weeks later. And we are being told that their cases and hospitalizations have spiked 26% in the last week. Are you kidding me? COVID is starting to spike again. Now, I know. Hey, I'm sick of COVID too. I'm even more sick of COVID than you all. But I have to give you guys the scoop because 6 weeks from now, you guys are going to be getting ready for summer break. They are saying daily COVID cases and hospitalizations. There's another 90,000 cases that hit. 90,349, according to Worldometers. Another 125 people died. Their deaths are not as high. Their hospitalizations are going up, but the death rates are plateauing, but they're still having people die. But yeah, they had another 90,000 cases. Germany, 190,000 cases. South Korea, 407,000 cases. I don't know what the heck is going on in South Korea, but they've just had another 300 people die. So sadly, we still are dealing with COVID. And if Great Britain is seeing a spike as the weather starts to warm, as people are on their fourth vaccine, in fact, they're even talking about over there a fifth shot, you know, I say it's time for a new vaccine. I've been updated already. This is ridiculous. Well, Moderna is seeking FDA approval for their fourth COVID shot, which would be your second booster with Moderna. Already, the FDA has approved the primary series of two doses, and then 5 months later, you can get a booster dose. Well, now Moderna's asking FDA to authorize a fourth shot. The biotech company wrote in a release that it had requested the agency amend the emergency use authorization to allow for the additional booster in adults age 18 years or older who have received an initial booster of any of the authorized or approved vaccines. They say the request to include adults over 18 years of age was made to provide flexibility for the CDC and healthcare providers to determine the appropriate use of the additional booster dose of mRNA, including for those at higher risk of COVID or comorbidities. They say the submission is based in part on recently published data generated in the U.S. So, in November, the FDA had amended the emergency use authorization for both Moderna and Pfizer, authorizing the use of a single booster for everybody over 18, because remember, Moderna still can't be given to kids. Moderna is still adult only. The only one we could give kids is Pfizer. The CDC then followed suit, expanding recommendations for boosters. So, what is the dose? Well, the single dose is 50 micrograms, same dose, given to 18 years. They say, wait a second. Yeah, here we see. If you're immunocompromised, you could get a 100 microgram dose. So if you've had an organ transplantation, if you have some immunocompromised state, you would get a double dose. Moderna seems to very interestingly, I think, have longer immunity, a little bit more robust immunity, but it seems to also be a little bit more known to have more of the kind of the side effects. So with the Moderna arm, where people's arms kind of have this big nasty rash, and everyone's like, oh, I have cellulitis antibiotic. We're like, no, that's what Moderna does. Or the myocarditis, there seem to be higher cases of myocarditis with Moderna, but we still see it with Pfizer. We still see it with the others. But Moderna does seem to, and we saw this very early on in 2021, that Moderna recipients seem to have a little better protection. So, because people asked, one of you had asked, why is Moderna still even included if Pfizer has been, you know, I guess, you know, Pfizer seems to be, you know, they're able to be used in kids. They seem to have a little bit less side effect profile. It's because Moderna has still been very effective. It's still been working. And some people like their Moderna shot. And they're like, I'm not going to mess with it. So, you know, seeing the us now, you know, deciding, okay, well, now we're going to possibly do a fourth booster. I get it. You know, I've been asked on Michael Harrison Rap, you know, should we get a booster? You know, how do I feel about that? And I really believe that it gives us some protection still. I just don't, I think we're wasting a lot of valuable time not updating the shot. If we know of many common spike proteins, can we please formulate the newer shot instead of just repeating a fourth, or like in the UK, they're thinking a fifth time. If they're giving these boosters, and I get it, you know, your body will recognize a coronavirus, and these were built for the wild type coronavirus, but after Alpha and Delta and Omicron and now Deltacron and baby stealth Omicron, it's changed. It's and you know, I don't want a 3-year-old flu shot. I want to get the regular yearly flu shot. But I'm here to tell you guys that even though in America we're enjoying the wave going down, you know, mind you, we've had some public officials like President Obama still get COVID this week. It's starting to pick up in other countries. Now, why is that? Is it really because people aren't wearing the mask? That's what everybody's saying. You see, the mask worked. No. It's making its way. I mean, look at China with their zero, their bubble policy, and look at what happened with the Olympics. It still found its way in there. The virus is outsmarting. In fact, one had even argued the more we wear these, like, non-medical masks, the more we could be causing the virus to outsmart it. And so I like the idea where if there is a really bad respiratory infection of an N95, I think it does protect you. But, you know, if people were wearing crappy masks that were wet and dirty, then they weren't doing much anyway. But you also, with COVID and COVID cases and all that, I think, you know, another issue that nobody's really talked about is when COVID first came out, some people didn't want it to say. They kept it hidden. Because if they did have COVID, people didn't want to be around them. They weren't allowed to go to work for those in essential business. They didn't want to quarantine. So they kept it to themselves. And I told you, when I was seeing patients online, and I'm like, okay, you know what? It sounds like you have COVID. You need to get tested. No. It's not COVID. It's cold. You knew they didn't want to go through the testing. They didn't want to be logged. They didn't want to be. So the problem with these, okay, well, we have these waves, and then, you know, I don't like going by the testing numbers because I think a lot of people don't test. Or they test at home and their COVID test is negative because it doesn't pick it up. So they go, well, why am I going to go to a testing center? Or they don't want to be on the list. So I like the idea that the governments are looking at our wastewater. Because that, you can't lie. I mean, when you poop, you poop. And we poop out our COVID. So if they go, look, we are seeing cases rising, and they are, by the way, in America, we are seeing some cases rise, not to wave level, but we're seeing cases of the variant, the stealth Omicron, baby Omicron rise, then, that to me, I think, tells us a lot more. Yeah, I'd like to know if that person next to me has it so I could treat them appropriately. It is very important to know on a micro level. But it's very hard to use our micro level data macro when people don't want to get tested or people lie about their test or we have false negatives. It doesn't really, you know, help us. Now, some of these other countries, like for South Korea having 407,000 cases, either these people are really, really sick or it could also be, yeah, a lot of people are testing because they're trying to, in order for them to work, they have to test. So you could have no symptoms but test positive. We have a virus that's pandemic. It's endemic. It's going to be with us. You know, we really got to learn to live with it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back to the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one-third of all U.S. child COVID deaths didn't happen during the Delta wave, the Alpha wave, the wild type. It happened during Omicron. And we're learning how the Omicron virus was a lot more deadly to kids. Maybe they're smaller airways, maybe because of the lack of prior immunity to this. So kids getting Omicron should not be underestimated. And joining us next is Dr. Christina Bryan, pediatric infectious disease specialist at Norton's Children's Hospital in Louisville, Kentucky, to kind of talk to us about, you know, how we approach the next COVID wave and our kids. Dr. Bryan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dr. Dahlia.
Yeah, so it was a shock. You know, we've been all this time, you know, finding that the pediatric population was, even though they were still at risk, not as at risk as adults. And then Omicron wave really changed
a lot of the COVID picture. What are you seeing?
So during the Omicron wave, so primarily in January and February, we saw a spike in the number of cases of COVID-19 in kids, and definitely an increase in children hospitalized with the virus. Now, there were some teenagers who were hospitalized for something else and just happened to have COVID, but especially the younger kids, those less than five, the kids too young to be immunized, they were admitted to the hospital in increasing numbers, and they were sick.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, are you guys, have we been able to kind of narrow down which of the spike protein mutations or what was it about Omicron that differed from the others that affected kids disproportionately to previous strains?
You know, I think some of that is still being worked out. But what we do know is that mutations in the spike protein made this variant much more contagious. And so it spread more easily from person to person. And so when you have more people getting infected, you're going to see more people get admitted to the hospital and more people die. So a small percentage of a big number is still pretty significant.
So true. So true. So, you know, COVID, the other thing, too, that people think is, okay, so an adult will get hospitalized if they go into cytokine storm. We're seeing kids with the MISC, the system involvement. Is it true that a child's hospital course could be very different from an adult's because they might have more organ involvement?
So, yes, I think that a hospitalized child may have a different course than an adult. It really depends, I think, to some extent on the age of the child. So I have seen really sick adolescents who, for all the world, looked like the sick adults. Disease in younger kids may look like lots of other viral illnesses. So in young kids, I see bronchiolitis and croup and febrile seizures and vomiting and diarrhea and dehydration. Now, thinking about multisystem inflammatory syndrome, the kids with that tend to come in about a month after they've had natural COVID infection. Mm-hmm. Some of them weren't sick at all when they had their initial COVID infection, and they come in with inflammation of multiple organs. Their heart's affected. They very frequently have vomiting and diarrhea. They need medication to support their blood pressure. They may need help breathing. And we know that some kids have died of multisystem inflammatory syndrome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're speaking to Dr. Christina Bryant, pediatric infectious disease specialist at Norton's Children's Hospital. So, you know, the vaccine to have efficacy and some pretty good efficacy, I know there's been a lot of concern with the, you know, 6 months to 4-year-old age group, and now they found with Omicron variant, the 5 to 11 age group, but we still have, I mean, it's still more effective than the flu shot was this year. What are you seeing in terms of vaccine efficacy?
I will say that it people should take home the message that COVID vaccines work. So unvaccinated people are 3 times more likely to get COVID, 9 times more likely to need hospital care, and 41 times more likely to die from infection than people who are vaccinated and boosted. Now, if we just talk about children specifically, children are 4 times more likely to be hospitalized from COVID-19 if they live in a state with low vaccination rates compared to states with higher vaccination rates. The unfortunate news is that Kentucky is a state that has relatively low vaccination rates. And so we have a lot of kids who remain at risk for COVID-19 and remain at risk for severe infection.
Mm-hmm. So true. So the Deltacron, which has Delta as well as Omicron spike mutations mutations within its genome, is now rising in the UK. We've already had cases in the U.S. even though there's been some concerns about Omicron and escape immunity in terms of the viruses, do you believe this Deltacron we might actually see better vaccine efficacy against?
Oh, that's a great question. I think we still probably don't know the answer to that. That is going to need further study.
Right.
But thus far, you know, I think we haven't seen a variant that totally outsmarts the vaccines. The vaccines still protect against severe disease, and that's the most important.
Exactly, exactly. You know, a lot of people are concerned about the flu shot news this year, but I still get my flu shot because 16% is still better than 0%. And so, you know, these vaccines, they do, you know, they do provide that protection. So, you know, kids and the series, if the series is a three-dose series and you're very adept with kids, being a pediatric infectious disease specialist, what advice do you have for parents who are like, you know what, my kids won't go? In my day and age, I didn't have a choice. What my parents wanted happened. Now parents are giving their kids these choices. But what advice do you have for parents whose kids buck any vaccine?
Well, you know, I think that we give kids lots of vaccines to keep them healthy. So the idea that you need a shot to stay healthy is really not a new idea to kids. And how you talk to kids about the shot really depends on how old they are. So adolescents can really, I think, understand the science and understand the data that COVID-19 can cause severe disease in their age group. A vaccine will protect them from getting severe disease, even if it doesn't protect mild disease. And older kids can also understand that getting vaccinated is a good thing for the community, because we know that when we increase immunization rates in a community, we decrease transmission of the virus. And frankly, decreasing transmission is the best way to prevent the emergence of new variants. So, you know, younger kids, I think, well, they get routine shots. So what they need to know is that immunizations are shots that keep you healthy. And yes, the shot may pinch or sting a little bit, but that only lasts for a short time. When we take kids in for their immunizations, the young kids, we can let them bring a favorite toy or blanket. Some kids like to be held on a parent's lap while they're getting their shot. Mm-hmm. And then it's over very quickly, and they're protected.
So true. How can parents find out more information?
Parents can absolutely talk to their child's pediatrician or primary care provider. And if they want to know where they can get a shot close to home, they can look at vaccines.gov.
I love it. Vaccines.gov. Thank you, Dr. You know, Brian, we really appreciate you. We can't wait to have you back. And thank you and your team at Norton Children's Hospital. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Dr. Dahlia.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
To
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.